With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. America commemorates the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with victims in focus and politics in view.
At the New York Memorial to the September 11th victims, all the names of the almost 3,000 killed that day in 2001 were read by family members, like 13-year-old twins Brady and Emily Henry, who never got to meet their uncle, firefighter Joseph Patrick Henry.
And we'll never let anyone forget all those lost on September 11th.
Some family members reading names like Allison DiMarzio, who lost her mother Barbara Walsh, used it as an opportunity to speak directly to the politicians there.
Which one of you will have the courage to be our hero?
She was addressing the presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, who were there along with President Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Francine has made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 2 storm, bringing powerful winds, deadly storm surge, and potential flooding on the northern U.S. Gulf Coast. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Hurricane Francine is forecast to bring inland flooding as well as storm surge.
All of southeastern Louisiana and southern Mississippi is a level 3 out of 4 risk for flash flooding. We could see considerable flash and urban flooding in these areas, and especially in areas where you're getting the storm surge as well. The combination of the heavy rainfall flooding in addition to the storm surge could create even higher water levels.
There's also a threat of possible flooding later in the week into the lower Mississippi Valley and lower Tennessee Valley as the soggy remnants of Francine sweep inland. Devastating wildfires are sweeping across Southern California hillsides, torching vehicles, burning buildings, and injuring more than a dozen people. Tens of thousands of homes and other structures were threatened Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 124 points. This is SRN News. A new look at religion and age in this country.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, white Catholics occupy the oldest median age of any faith group in the U.S. at 58 years old. White mainline Protestants and Jewish people come in second at 56. The median age of white evangelical Protestants is 54. At the other end of the spectrum, Muslims are the youngest religious group in the country with a median age of just 34. Amongst the unaffiliated, it's 41. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A city councilor in Zurich, Switzerland has apologized after she shot up a picture of Mary and Jesus, then posted images of their bullet-ridden faces on social media. Green Liberal Party official Sanina Ahmedi put the images on Instagram over the weekend before pulling them down. Critics in the Swiss Catholic Church condemned her actions. The Zurich chapter of the party launched expulsion proceedings against Ahmedi. This is SRN News. Campbell's Soup Company is wanting to change its name.
The 155-year-old food maker wants to change its official name to Campbell's Company. CEO Mark Klaus said the name change would better reflect the company's broader range of products. That includes Pepperidge Farms baked goods, Prego sauces, and Kettle potato chips. Shareholders will let the company know in November whether they are warm or cold to the name change. That's when they vote at the annual meeting. Other food companies have shortened their names. Dunkin' Donuts is now just Dunkin'. Kentucky Fried Chicken is now just KFC. Damian Troisi, New York.
The post-pandemic spike in U.S. inflation eased further last month as year-over-year price increases reached a three-year low, clearing the way for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates and likely shaping the economic debate in the final weeks of the presidential race. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.